family, the Indigo Girls. Peace tonight. Come on now, Social. That's the new CD. Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I? Is there any pause in it? Come on. Come on now. Social. Come. Come on. Now, Social.
That's how we say it.
Oh, okay. Since that would be the way to say it, then, the way you guys say it.
I think we sort of left it open to interpretation.
Definitely. On purpose.
Did it to confuse all of us. So, how do you write songs? Do you do it together, or is it separately? And you start. How does that work?
Do it separately. I write my songs, and Amy writes hers.
Who was that one? Was that yours?
That was mine.
That was Emily's? And then, do you guys fight about who's going to get the first single? It's like, I want my single. No, you guys fight at all? You get along fine?
We let the record company decide.
Really?
Yep,
you don't even, you don't care? Is that way?
Well, we care, but I have to be honest, like, Peace Tonight is the last song I probably would have chosen from this record for the
really?
Single. Yeah.
That's always the case. It's usually, like, the song that you don't, that's why we sort of leave it up to them sometimes.
Really?
They,
and then you guys won't fight about it.
Well, they have to get behind it, too.
Yeah.
Right, Shelley?
that makes sense. That's that political part of it. You want to sell CDs? They're like, okay, whatever you guys want to push.
That's exactly.
Yeah. That's it. So do you like all this? Do you like all her stuff? And do you each like each other's stuff? Or it's like, Amy, that sucks.
No, I really like her stuff.
If she said that, I would have to quit.
You guys each like each other's stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think we respect each other. That's what keeps us together, probably. So we actually like what the other one's doing.
Well, you know what? I saw, I think it was on like Behind the Music or some VH1 where you guys just dropped a pick.
Yeah.
You, you guys were instrumental in keeping Lilith Fair together for another year or two or something. I don't know if it was Sarah that said it. Everyone
we get
was being,
so much credit for that. I mean,
yeah,
basically,
well, Sarah that said it, I think, right?
Oh, she's sweet.
It's an evolutionary thing. I mean, I think when Lilith started, I mean, it's just everybody kind of kept to themselves, and I think that even if we hadn't been there, boredom would have caught up at some point. People would have started playing together, you know, because you just...
But you guys got everyone in the backstage to do a jam session or something.
We did start doing that. That's just because that's what we've done ever since we started playing together. I mean, even back when we were making independent records in the early 80s, and we just would invite friends up to the stage, and we had friends in other bands, and we invited them to play on our indie records and stuff like that. So it's just an extension of what we've always done.
And your new CD has a lot of people on it, right? A lot of guests.
Yep.
Who was on that? Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow and Michelle and Dega Cello. Awesome bass player.
She was touring with Sting.
Joan Osborne, Kate Schellenbach from Luscious Jackson, and then, of course, a couple guys from the band, Garth and Rick. So we had to... It was an honor to work with Rick before he passed on.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was way cool.
So hopefully now then, it's like it'll stay on forever with the CD going.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. Really...
So, but then, no, you don't want to take the credit for keeping Lilith Fair going like that?
No.
I mean, what? That was a good thing. I mean, I saw...
We don't deserve that credit.
It was, I mean, it's everybody. It wasn't just, like, we just kind of planted this. It's someone's got to break in there and say, oh, you guys, just like...
Well, you guys did that, though.
Play together, right? But... Then everybody does it themselves after that.
Because I think it was 7 o'clock that said, until the Indigo Girls, everyone was being kind of bitchy.
I don't think they were being bitchy, though.
That's what Sarah
said. Being insecure.
That's when then...
usually insecure.
Can I say that? Yeah, did I just get fired? Okay, are you going to do a new song? Who wrote the new song we're going to play now?
I already
did. Okay, so you are splitting it up. I was right.